Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us next up here on the show is a friend of ours, a colleague, a three-time Pro Bowler, played in Super Bowl 35, a member of the New York Giants Ring of Honor, the man, the myth, the legend, our good friend Tiki Barber joining us this morning on the show. Teak, good morning.
Good morning, man. Why you got to bring that up? Why you got to bring up the Super Bowl that we just got destroyed in? The only one the Giants have ever lost. It was embarrassing.
I didn't say that you lost it. I just that you played in it.
I appreciate you, brother.
It's good to talk to you, man. And, you know, you were drafted on this day. I can't believe I'm saying this 21 years ago because I remember you being drafted. I remember that second round pick by the New York Giants. What is this day like for these guys waiting on prime time tonight?
It's anxious, to be honest, DA, because you have no idea where you're going to end up spending the next 5-10 years of your life. And especially if you're aware that you're moving to another city, it gets a little nerve-wracking. It was easier for me, though, because of my brother. Obviously, you know, most people know I have a twin, and we played together. And so we took in the day together. We played golf at a Birdwood Country Club in Charlottesville, Virginia. It was a beautiful day, and we sucked, but it was fun to just spend this, you know, I don't even know how to describe it, really, but we knew that our closeness was going to end. We lived together all through high school and roomed together all through college. And for the first time in our lives, we're going our separate ways in a few months. And it was actually perfect. He got drafted 30 picks after me, so I have bragging rights over him
nice.
For that. But he ultimately won a Super Bowl. And as you pointed out, I did not.
I did not point that out, Tiki. You can, of course, listen to Tiki and Tierney right here on CBS Sports Radio, 3 until 6 Eastern Time. So it's interesting because I would think this would be all excitement because, you know, you're finally going to get paid to do the thing that you love, and wherever you land, you're going to be in the pros. But what you're saying is it's not all excitement because there's nerves that go into how different your life is going to be.
Well, that, and it's also, you don't know where you're going, and you don't know if you're going to be, a top 15 pick or something's going to come up and you're going to fall to the second round, the third round. And that just, it gets worse and worse and worse the longer you wait. And, you know, it's interesting because Rondé, as I mentioned, he was picked 30 picks after me. So I was the sixth pick in the second round, and we had just finished playing golf. And we're like, all right, you're going to go soon, you know, and talking to Rondé. Yeah, it's going to be a couple more minutes, you know, about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
We took showers. We went to dinner. We're at the, you know, getting some drinks at a bar on the corner down in Charlottesville, and he finally gets the call. You know, it felt like it was forever later, but it happened. It was only 30 picks, but it felt like forever. And so that I think that anxiousness to just get it over with is difficult sometimes. But once you finally get picked, it's amazing, right? You start planning your life. You start thinking about, all right, what's next? You know, how do I start making preparations and, you know, and talk to your position coach? And before you know it, it all happens, and you're in this whirlwind of adulthood, of a profession that, you know, for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, you've been doing it because you love it. Now, all of a sudden, it's a job, and it's awesome, and it's anxious, but it's a great experience.
That's really interesting. In your draft in 1997, two running backs were taken ahead of you. Warwick Dunn went number 12 to the Buccaneers. Then Antoine Smith went number 23 to the Bills. Then you ended up being early second round, number 36 overall to the New York Giants. It was a different era in 1997. Still grounding out and using running backs was a central point of the offense. How different is it now when you assess where to take a guy like Saquon Barkley, considering he's so talented, but that the league has evolved so differently since you were in it?
It's very different, DA, and it's interesting that draft that you're talking about, you know, Smith notwithstanding, Warwick Dunn and I were in a unique role as running backs, right? Because we weren't that 6'2", 230-pound guy who was going to go get you 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You're going to run us to the edge. You're going to sometimes, you know, mix us in between the tackles, but use us as a receiver out of the backfield. And it was new. It was nouveau to the league. There's really only one guy doing it at that time. It was Marshall Faulk. But it became like this niche position for a little bit, right? And LaDainian Tomlinson fell into this mold. Matt Forte fell into this role. And then it kind of disappeared. Because all of a sudden it became about, all right, we're going to do this by committee. We're going to have one guy that's going to be our between the tackles guy, and we're going to have this other guy who's going to catch the ball in the backfield, be our, you know, the word, quote, change of pace running back. But a full shift has now happened, and we see it with Le'Veon Bell. We see it with David Johnson. We see it with Alvin Kamara. We see it with even Christian McCaffrey if he starts getting more carries. And I think that will happen now that Jonathan Smith is no longer down there in Carolina. He's with the New York Giants now. I mean, Jonathan Stewart. So I think it's the position has evolved, right? It's become, you know, this big, burly guy who's getting 3 yards in a cloud of dust to this two-player system that teams have run to. If we can now find this stud who has a competitive advantage because we don't have to take him off the field ever, and a defensive coordinator has no idea where he's going to line up. Is he going to be dotted behind the quarterback? Is he going to be side saddled to the quarterback? Is he going to be lined up as a slot receiver, even put out wide as a wide receiver? If you can find that guy, it's an evolution of the position of game planning. And we have a few of those. Saquon Barkley is certainly one, which is why I believe he should be a top five pick. And even Sony Michel from Georgia, he can fill that role. So I love where the position is going. But where at one point we were talking about it being devalued, now I think it's being reevaluated, and guys are starting to play to it.
Wow, that's a really interesting point. So you actually think the versatility of Saquon Barkley, even though the game has evolved past one running back carrying the ball 25 times a game, you actually think the versatility of Saquon Barkley makes him more valuable, and that's
absolutely
why he should go high?
Absolutely. That's why it's so hard to figure out how much Le'Veon Bell is worth, right? Is he worth the, you know, the $10 or $11 million that a traditional running back should be paid, or he catches 85 passes a year. Think about that, 85. That's top-end receiver, you know, 15 years ago. And here he is as a secondary, even maybe tertiary receiver. He's catching 85 passes in addition to rushing for 1,200 yards. And so how do you value that? Because it's certainly not in the traditional sense of a running back. It's not, you know, the Antonio Browns or the Odell Beckham Juniors who were, you know, superstar wide receivers, but it's got to be somewhere in between. And I think that position is unique. And if you can find a player that can do it, it makes your offense explode. You have to look no farther than, you know, the New Orleans Saints and my good buddy Sean Payton, who found this kid probably by mistake in Alvin Kamara, and it changed the nature of their offense. Drew Brees no longer has to throw for 5,000 yards for them to be successful, and they have the versatility and diversification. And as a defensive coordinator, you're like, geez, man, what do I do? How do I stop these? How do I stop this team? You have a good quarterback, good wide receivers. You have a running back who can kill you from anywhere on the football field. That is valuable, and I don't think it's appreciated enough in the National Football League.
Hmm. Tiki Barber joins us. Tiki and Tierney, of course, every day right here on CBS Sports Radio, 3 until 6 Eastern. You can also watch that, of course, on the CBS Sports Network daily. So do you think your old team, the New York Giants, should take Saquon Barkley then at number 2?
I think that NFL teams should take the best player available and stop this whole, we draft for need. I mean, we need this guy. We need this position. We need XYZ, because you end up looking at a position and not necessarily looking at the best player. And so we get enamored with things that don't matter, DA. We start talking about, man, that guy looks fantastic in his underwear. I'm talking about the combine. That's just in shorts and T-shirts, no pads on. Man, that guy is, he runs an unbelievable 40. Well, look at his hand size. Well, look at his cannon of an arm. He can throw it 60 yards downfield. And what we've neglected to put a premium on is this guy productive? Like, what does he actually do when the pressure is on and he's got to go make a play? What does he do? We don't talk about that enough. And so that's why when I evaluate all these quarterback situations, I think about these quarterbacks that we're talking about. I look at, you know, the Baker Mayfields and the Josh Allens and the Josh Rosens, and I say, all right, did you perform? And the one guy who performed was Baker Mayfield all the time. right? Whether it was throwing into tight windows, his completion percentage was 56%. The rest of the guys are 20 points lower, right? Whether it was completing completions on third down, which he did at a clip that was unbelievable. Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, those guys didn't, right? It's, the same thing can be said for playmaking ability outside of the pocket. Who did it consistently? It was Baker Mayfield. All those other guys, there's question marks. And so when I look at who's the best quarterback, these things, by the way, translate. Right. These aren't things that you just talk about. These are things that translate from college to the National Football League, and we discount them because we get enamored with nonsense, and that's what happens in the draft. I look for best players, D.A. Best player in this draft is probably Bradley Chubb. The second best player is probably Saquon Barkley. The third best player is likely Baker Mayfield. I actually, in my mock draft, I have those three going 1, 2, 3, just like that. Everybody thinks the Browns are going to take a quarterback at number one. They can get a quarterback at number four and develop them because they have Tyrod Taylor there already. So I look at this differently because I look at it from a can you play, not what do you look like in your underwear.
Tiki Barber joins us this morning here on the show. Tiki and Tierney daily, 3 until 6 Eastern here on CBS Sports Radio. Having played in New York, having spent your career in New York, it's a tough media town. Baker Mayfield's emotional. Yeah. Can Baker Mayfield survive the landmines of the back pages of New York and the New York sports radio and press if he's playing in New York for the New York Jets?
I think he can because I think he'll grow up. I think that being in a locker room full of men as opposed to a locker room full of boys is a completely different mind blow. You know what I mean? I'd use a different word, but we're on national radio. And so it's one of those things where you realize it doesn't take long to realize that, man, these guys, these are grown men, right? My teammate is not 18 now. My teammate is 29 and has two kids, and his livelihood matters because as the ultimate team sport, what I do matters to the guy next to me, right? And so his livelihood matters on me being able to perform. And I think Baker Mayfield, having talked to him at the Super Bowl down on Radio Row and just hearing him and knowing about his intellect and his football IQ. I mean, forget the Wonderlic test. That doesn't measure anything. But his football IQ, it makes me say, man, this kid will get it, right? He'll understand it. He'll revel in it, as he should, but I think he'll get it. And so can he survive New York? To me, absolutely he can. And I think the Jets would be doing a disservice to themselves if they went for a guy who they needed to develop again, instead of a guy who can come in and play right away.
That's interesting. Tiki Barber and Brandon Tierney, they will have complete coverage, of course, today going into the NFL Draft, 3 until 6 Eastern here on CBS Sports Radio. Watch them on CBS Sports Network, of course, tomorrow as well, recapping round number one. Follow Tiki on Twitter at Tiki Barber. Tiki, it's always good to catch up. I'll see you here around the office in a few hours.
Most certainly. I'll be in soon, my friend.
Okay, bud. Thanks so much, man.
Take care, brother.
Tiki Barber joining us this morning on the show. Tiki's just the best, isn't he?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.